Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, September 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Wolverton Viaduct. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into fascinating topics from Wikipedia and explore their significance in our world. Today's episode is all about the Wolverton Viaduct, a captivating piece of history that's more than just bricks and mortar. It's a testament to ingenuity, engineering, and the ever-evolving landscape of transportation. The Wolverton Viaduct is an impressive railway bridge located in Milton Keynes, England. Spanning the River Tove, it serves as an eloquent reminder of the Victorian era's engineering prowess. Completed in 1838 as part of the London and Birmingham Railway, this viaduct is not only a functional structure but also a historical milestone. It showcases the transition from the early days of rail transport to the more complex systems we rely on today. Now let's take a moment to appreciate the sheer scale of this viaduct. At 325 meters long and consisting of 18 arches, it creates a breathtaking sight for anyone fortunate enough to witness it. Standing just over 28 feet tall at its highest point, the viaduct was built using locally sourced materials, showcasing the architectural styles of the period while serving as an integral part of the railway network. Picture this, the mid-1800s, when the idea of rail travel was revolutionary. People were moving about the country at unprecedented speeds, and here was the Wolverton Viaduct, connecting communities like never before. Can you imagine what it must have been like for passengers traveling over the viaduct for the very first time? The excitement, the anticipation of reaching destinations faster than ever before? It's hard not to marvel at how such infrastructure would have changed lives and societies alike. But let's not forget, the construction of the viaduct was no small feat. The engineers faced numerous challenges. They had to ensure the structure could withstand the elements while supporting heavy locomotives. The design was remarkably innovative for its time, using brick and stone in a way that not only maximized strength but also aesthetics. How often do we see such a beautiful marriage of function and form in our modern engineering projects? As we delve deeper, it's essential to reflect on the broader implications of such railway constructions. The Wolverton Viaduct wasn't merely a bridge. It was part of a larger narrative about urbanization, industrialization, and social change. The railways facilitated the movement of goods and people, ushering in economic opportunities and altering social dynamics. Have you ever considered how an infrastructure like this impacts people's lives beyond just transport? As the years moved on, the viaduct itself has seen its share of changes. It's undergone repairs and renovations to ensure it remains safe and operational. In the late 20th century, foreign interest in preserving railway heritage led to recognition of the viaduct as an important historical site. Isn't it fascinating how something built for practicality can evolve into a piece of heritage? Now, let's bring this back to our contemporary context. Today, we face similar challenges as those Victorian engineers. With the world becoming increasingly focused on environmental concerns, we have to ask ourselves how we can innovate while preserving our heritage. As we design new infrastructure, how do we balance the need for modernization with the desire to protect our historical landmarks? The conversations around sustainability are ever-present and incredibly relevant. Imagine standing upon the Wolverton Viaduct today, looking across the surrounding landscape, and witnessing the bustling railway traffic below. These moments encourage us to think about our responsibilities as stewards of our environment and history. We must balance progress and preservation, ensuring that as we expand our rail networks and infrastructure, we also honor the past that has shaped our present. Audience, I encourage you to ponder this. How do you interact with infrastructure in your daily life? Have you ever found yourself admiring a historical structure while wondering about the stories it could tell? Perhaps you even commute regularly over older bridges and need for the challenges they represent. Let's explore these connections and foster an appreciation for the stories within the structures we often take for granted. As we wrap up this episode, I invite you to dive deeper into the legacy of the Wolverton Viaduct. It's just one structure, yet it reflects a wealth of history and innovation. Visit your local library or search online. What local historical landmarks tell similar stories in your area? You might be surprised by the rich narratives that surround you. The significance of the Wolverton Viaduct goes beyond just being a passageway for trains. It's a bridge between our past and our future, reminding us of our potential to innovate while respecting the legacies we inherit. Let's carry these stories forward, engaging with our history as we shape a sustainable, exciting future. Thank you for joining me on this journey today through history and engineering. Let's continue to explore, learn, and marvel at the world around us. Until next time, keep thinking critically about the structures that surround you and the stories they tell.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Wolverton Viaduct. Thanks for listening. See you next time.